These are internal training videos for people who want to join a new Trump government in the hopes of someday being kicked off Dancing with the Stars. But they won't just hire anyone.
If you've been convicted of a crime, you will not be serving in the federal government. Crimes such as fraud, embezzlement, and tax evasion show a lack of moral character.
Yeah, we'd hate to have fraudsters and tax evaders work for the Trump administration. Go on.
To obtain employment in government, it is not favorable if you have accumulated debt and filed for bankruptcy.
You might want to run this up the chain to the boss because it's starting to feel personal. No tax evasion, no bankruptcies, no weird hairstyles, no one who had a cameo in Home Alone 2, and definitely, definitely nobody who constantly brings up Hannibal Lecter like it's a real person. But hiring standards aside, these videos also delve into Project 2025's agenda and policies. And for a party that's recently been fighting back against allegations that they're weird, this won't help.
Hi, I'm Katie Sullivan, and just a normal American woman.
Are you sure? 'Cause now that you said it, I'm wondering. I'm just a normal American woman wearing normal woman skin, as we normal women do. Okay, you were being normal?
And just a normal American woman. But to the left, that makes me a cisgendered ethno-imperialist birthing person with pronouns she, her.
Oh my God. Is every sentence going to be like this? I'm sitting in a chair, or as the left would call it, a quad-leg-abled, upcycled, non-binary, wood-based booty ally. Okay, got it. She doesn't have pronouns, but that's all culture war stuff. What about something less personal and more policy, like climate change? And remember, don't make it weird.
Climate change, allegedly, is everywhere. This is an issue to pay attention to as it has infiltrated every part of the federal government. Now, when I think of climate change, I immediately think of population control, don't you?
No. No, I don't. No, I don't think of population control when I think of climate change, you weirdo. I think of forest fires and Smokey Bear and his tight little bear bod, like a normal American woman.